B-Pod Studios.
Felger.
I don't know, guys. Am I going to play? Am I not going to play? What am I going to do?
Maz.
Yeah, Maz, you stupid. S-T-O-O. Stupid Maz.
It's time for Felger and Maz, presented by DraftKings on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right, final hour, Felger and Maz calls here, as promised. Aldo and Ludlow on our conversation on the 17-game season. Hi, Aldo.
Hey, guys. Congratulations on your BST.
Thanks.
At 10 o'clock starting next month. I was wondering, seeing how you did explain it fully, does that mean the players are on board or the union? And will they fudge with the bye week?
Okay, so it's the show starts Monday, not next month, just as a point of clarification, and the players have already agreed to it as part of the new CBA. So that you know, you're going to hear players bitch about this, and they already kind of have, as it was officially announced. And players are still sort of, you know, acting like they've been mistreated, or that you know, that this is bad for us. And how can you talk about player safety and make us play? You signed the thing, you agreed to it last year, you all knew it was coming, so let's just cut the crap.
As usual, there's a major disconnect in the NFLPA.
Right,
you as usual, but go ahead.
But and I would also say to them again, add up all the hitting that went on, and I'm talking about practice time and training camp time. If you add up all the hitting that has been taken away with padded practices, two-a-days, midweek practices, training camp time, they've taken all that stuff away, so much, not all of it, but a lot of it. I bet you're taking less contact now than you did when you played 16 games, maybe even less than when you played 14. I really believe that. So, are they going to fudge with the bye week? No, the bye week, is there just one bye week and it remains, right?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
Both in the regular season and before the Super Bowl. There's no change to any of that.
Yeah. And the other thing, because you were talking about maybe them going to 18 games at some point, that can't happen under the current CBA, which runs through March 2031.
Right. So, now it's a thing for another 10 years, unless, I don't know, they interrupt it, or I don't know. It feels to me like that's the next CBA. But I hope they get it. I think they can handle 18. And then I'll stop. Dan in Rhode Island on the Patriots. Hi, Dan.
Hey, Mike. Great take on Shanahan and Lynch. Excellent take. But I want to build on it for a minute. So here you have a team, right, pretty loaded, playing a last-place schedule with a guy who's probably more motivated than anybody in the league at quarterback. And let's play it out. Let's just say they stay healthy. They replicate anything close to 2019. Now you got a guy that you can trade that is a pretty good asset, has no trade clause, and people are going to probably much more interested in taking them. Lose any way you look at it.
I don't think they have. I don't think the Niners have mismanaged the situation. I think they've done pretty much everything right. I think the Niners have done pretty much everything right. I really do. I think the folks that are now looking at them like they're some sort of idiots, I don't get you. The one thing you need to pay attention to is that Jimmy Garoppolo's no trade clause ends after this year. It doesn't apply to the last year of his contract. So he loses leverage in that last year, and the Niners actually gain it.
Mm-hmm.
And the Niners are actually in a better spot to trade Garoppolo next year versus this year, not the other way around. Again, the only thing that by that point, what, are they going to sit the number three overall pick two straight years? You know, so they're probably not going to. They're going to have to move on from Garoppolo eventually, and maybe they don't get the best return possible. All I'm just telling you is I fail to see what they've done wrong. And I fail to see how they mismanage any of the situation.
Yeah. Well, the caller says there's no way they lose. There are two ways they lose. One of which is, and look, I'm not telling you that either would happen or that I wouldn't do it. I think right now they have the ideal scenario. One of which is they get Jones in camp, and I'm just presuming it's Mac Jones.
Yep.
He's really good. They like the way it looks, and they cut Garoppolo before the year starts. They get nothing for him. So they lose a little bit there, okay? Or if they start the season and Garoppolo sucks or get hurt, them paying him $24-25 million to not play at all. But again, I'm not telling you that I wouldn't take those risks if I were them, because I would.
Yeah, so I mean, what I'm talking about is, and you're right, Maz, obviously. I mean, because once you get into the season, anything can happen. Though they could pick the wrong guy, you know, and odds are they will. Odds are, even when you pick up there, the guy is not good enough. So they could pick the wrong guy. Garoppolo could get hurt again. Yes, all those things could happen. I'm talking about from a roster management standpoint. I think they've done the right things.
Sure.
And now, can they execute it? And can they win on the field? And can they make the right calls? And can Garoppolo stay healthy? Like, those are things I don't know. But in terms of this, having a guy that can play right now and setting yourself up for the future at the most important position on the field feels to me like, I don't know, a pretty smart thing to do. I don't know. I feel like they're in good shape. And I certainly don't want to hear how stupid they are from Patriots fans when your team has the worst quarterback situation in the league.
And they're trying to do the same thing. That's why they want Garoppolo, because they're probably going to draft a guy. They'll have Garoppolo here better, ready to play better than Cam Newton, and then the next guy takes over in a year or two.
And if the Patriots were doing with what, you know, we're doing what the Niners are doing now, which is posturing and, you know, a bunch of bull crap about we want to stick with this guy, you'd be saying the same thing about them as I'm saying about the Niners, which is good. Make these teams come to us. We have they have no leverage. We have no incentive to get rid of Jimmy Garoppolo. There's no guaranteed money. See, we were smart with the contract. That's what we'd be saying if it were the Patriots, because the Niners were smart with the contract. There's no guaranteed money left on Jimmy Garoppolo. They don't owe him a dime this offseason. So there's no financial incentive for them to move on from him. None. Zero. And if he was here in New England and you were playing this game, you'd be with him 100%. Yeah, we're not taking any calls. We're not moving him. You got to come to us. We were smart with the contract. So that's all. I just don't know what the Niners have done wrong in this situation. I don't. We've got Mike on Cape Cod. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, say what you want about Marcus Smart. He can still throw further than Cam Newton, right?
True. Yeah, good point.
Seriously, when has taking a quarterback in the top five ever really worked? I know Peyton Manning won a couple Super Bowls. I know Eli had a few against us. But realistically, everybody who makes it to the Super Bowl has them. I mean, Aaron Rodgers won late in the first round. Drew Brees was second-round pick. Russell Wilson, third-round pick.
Mike.
I'm with you, Maz. Let's take a few in the late rounds.
Mike, so you think the Niners are wrong to trade up into the top five?
No. In their instance, I think they're doing the right thing because, I mean, they only have a couple-year window right now to win, and Jimmy will help them right now, but he's not going to help them a few years down the line when they really need to reset. They'll be able to reset with a franchise guy at that point.
Okay, what's your window?
If we go out and give up three picks right now, do you think that they can win with a rookie this year?
I think they should try and win it all this year, 100%. Absolutely. Your window's now.
And Jimmy G does that. I don't think Zach Wilson or I mean, do you see the kid Fields? He ran a 4.44 today. That's
No. So you're making the same mistake. I'm not telling you the Pats have to trade up. I'm just telling you the Niners aren't stupid for doing it. You know, and if the Pats traded up, I'd be happy with that too. Target a guy, be aggressive, go get the guy. Fine. I don't have a problem with that. I don't think they will. I don't think it's in their makeup to go do that. But I wouldn't have a problem with it. I'm not telling you you're stupid for not doing it. But don't tell me the Niners are stupid for doing it. That's all I'm saying. A couple different ways to skin the cat there. So what, Maz? So that, you know, these recent Super Bowl quarterbacks weren't drafted in the top five. So you wouldn't draft one there?
Well, right. So exactly. So if you had the crack at Joe Burrow last year, wouldn't you have taken him?
Stupid.
I mean, this is like, I just think, look, there's always risk. Okay, there's always risk. But I'm just not dinking around with that position. I'm not. And I feel like Bill is dinking around with it. And the fact is that I would love for the Patriots to do exactly what the Niners are doing right now. And don't let the Patriots kid you. They tried to do that with Garoppolo. That was the whole idea. Independent of where they drafted him. They had their guy. They drafted one. They were going to develop him and then plug him in. That was the whole idea. That's really the right way to do it. And again, just to repeat it. That's exactly what they'd be trying to do if they got Garoppolo. They would have Garoppolo as a starter, and I'm guessing they would still draft a guy. I don't want the Patriots to just get one guy this offseason, Mike. I want two.
I know. One that just blows me away, though, is I heard so many callers, media folks, you know, people saying the Patriots should target a quarterback this year. Draft it up high. That's the only way to get the next guy. Murray talked a lot about it. You know, go get the guy at the draft. That's the only way to do it. Don't bother with these retreads. Don't bother with Garoppolo. He's always hurt. Don't bother with these veteran guys. They're all has-beens. Draft the next guy. Be aggressive. Go get the guy. The Niners do it. And now I'm hearing like they're stupid. Like I just
jealousy.
It is, yeah,
it's
with you, Murray.
Jealousy is what
yep.
it is.
Yep. Again, I mean, it's trying to justify your way of doing things because you don't do it.
I mean, well, I don't. I should be hearing. I should hear the Niners getting lauded for putting themselves in the ideal situation, a guy now and for the future, and being aggressive and putting their money where their mouth is and going and doing it because that's what you wanted the Patriots to do. So the Niners do it. You don't. Now they're stupid. I just sometimes I wonder, Maz. I just do. We're back with your phones right after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Felger and Mass.
I'm just going to ramble and rant for 15 minutes if you let me. I'm not joking.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Well, I think, first of all, is Jimmy G done in San Francisco? It depends on who they draft. If they draft Mac Jones, he's gone. If they draft Trey Lance, I could see them keeping Jimmy Garoppolo until Trey Lance is ready. That being said, Jimmy Garoppolo has missed 23 games in the last 3 years. Okay, if we are going to hold Carson Wentz to fire for missing games and lack of dependability or availability, we've got to do the same thing for Jimmy Garoppolo. In the last 3 years, he's got the third worst interception percentage in the NFL. If we are going to continuously kill Jameis Winston for turnovers, we've got to do the same thing for Jimmy Garoppolo. So I don't think the Patriots are like, oh my goodness, Jimmy Garoppolo could be available. He's missed 23 games the last 3 years. He throws too many interceptions. So I get it. Like, there's this aura because he came from them, but were they beating down the door to go get Carson Wentz or Jameis Winston? No. So I don't think the Patriots will or should be beating down the door to go get Jimmy Garoppolo.
Matt, should the Pats be beating down the door for Jimmy Garoppolo?
Yes, absolutely. And Orlovsky's missing the point. So I don't disagree with his criticisms of Jimmy G. He's right on. The guy's missed a ton of games. He can get interception happy. Hell, he threw two of them in the game here against the Patriots. He didn't play well in that game. And so I think all of those are legit, fair criticisms of Jimmy G. The part Orlovsky's missing, he's better than Cam Newton.
Right. That's how you have to talk about him. Because I, for the most part, think he stinks. I've been pretty blunt about my assessment of Jimmy Garoppolo. But comparing him to Cam Newton, who can't throw the ball, who'd you rather have?
I mean, so when Orlovsky started laying all these criticisms at the feet of Jimmy G, fine, again, no problem. Why doesn't he mention the fact that Cam Newton threw 8 touchdowns and threw 10 picks and also fumbled 6 times or 5 times? Like, you know, he should mention that this is my only point. And so I know, look, I have a man crush on Jimmy G. What can I tell you? I love the guy. And so I thought the Patriots had it set up like the Niners have it set up now. They were ready to make the next transition into the next era. As it turns out, I was wrong about that. So, but if you were to tell me Matthew Stafford were available right now, and all you had to do was give up a second round pick for him, make the deal.
Okay, well, but what if you had to give up a first round pick for Matthew Stafford?
Okay, so again, I would say at this point, I'm saying yes.
Yes!
After everything you just did in free agency,
yes!
That changed everything.
Right.
That changed everything. Now you have to.
And you put Matthew Stafford on this team right now, Maz, you're a top 5 team in the league.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, they might be close to that with Garoppolo if Bill gets out of him what he did back in 2016 or whatever it was. I get all the years mixed up. But I just look at the whole thing now and say they're really only a functional quarterback away from being threatening to a lot of teams. They really are. That's all they need is a functional quarterback. And why Bill would stop at this point, to me, is just mind-bending.
Okay, so it doesn't have to be Garoppolo, but it has to be someone. Please.
Someone who can pass.
your thoughts on this, back to your calls on this, and Marcus Smart, or whatever you want. Barbara in Beverly. Hi, Barbara.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Babs?
Good. I have two quick points to make. Now, you're going to be shocked, but I watch basketball, but I watched the real Celtics in 86, and that's a team. They have to do something with Marcus Smart, get rid of him. He's wrecking the chemistry of that team. The other point is Mr. 8 Rings, please. He will never take a quarterback earlier than the fourth round because he can't prove that Brady wasn't a unicorn, which he was. And also his son Brian makes $400,000 a year. Have a great day.
Okay, all right. Congratulations, Brian.
Ooh, she sounds like she has inside info.
Why? Go ahead.
The 400 grand? Is that public knowledge?
That's the first I ever heard of it.
Oh, wait, hold on. I'm sorry. I thought she said my son Brian makes 400 grand.
No, Bill's son Brian.
Son Brian.
Oh. And meanwhile, the poor special teams coach is living under the bridge right in front of you because he makes $15,000 a year, right? I thought those guys had to sit or start at like $15,000. Isn't that what came out in the Bielma lawsuit there?
Yes, right.
They live on cheese sandwiches and ramen noodles.
Oh, yeah, no, because they get the privilege of coaching with Bill Belichick. His sons also get that privilege, but they get paid.
So, you know, I'd be stunned if they put that number on the books. They probably pay him, you know, 15 on the books, and then when dad gets home, gives him the real salary or whatever. Like, I don't know.
It's, pays him out of pocket.
Yeah, the whole this is the whole thing when you work for dad. Like, who knows what they make? I was going to say something about...
Well, that was her truth. I'm going with it.
Yeah, 400 beans. Yeah,
400 beans. All right. Now, I'd be stunned if that were actually on the books. I would. Chris and Drake it. I'm Marcus Smart. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, guys. This is the mirror that Smart broke. I just wanted to say I told you so.
The
impulse control issues.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm just ready for them to move on.
Okay, impulse control. Excellent. Excellent way to put it.
Yeah, good way to put it. Yep.
He can't control himself. He can't help himself. He can't. And it's one thing if he's doing that and it leads to a winning quotient where, you know, you win more games with him than without him. Then you put up with it. But if it's the same, what are you doing? What are you holding on to? Why are you holding on? I don't think he's made a difference winning losses for a couple of years. I really don't. It certainly hasn't this year, and it certainly didn't in the playoffs last year. So you tell me, you know, what do you put up with all the nonsense for if it doesn't lead to wins? One of the things I wanted to hit on Murray that I did remember now, Babs talked about there. You know, Bill will never go be aggressive on a quarterback because that blows up his thing about its system over quarterback. I do worry about that too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether he's doing that for the talk radio argument or it's just what he believes, it's the same difference, right?
But totally. Yeah.
You know, it really doesn't matter because it all nets out to the same thing. His actions are the same. And he's super aggressive with his roster this year. Overpaid for his roster this year, was early with his roster this year. But when it comes to the most important position on the field, the quarterback position, it's just the opposite. He's spending less than any team in the league at it right now. He's not going to the market to be first. He's waiting for the market to shake out so he'll be last again. It's like everything that he did for the roster, he's not doing at the one position that matters. And that's actually happening. So, like, that's not a take. That's not an opinion. That's actually what happened.
It's just further proof that he doesn't feel that strong about the position. And just, again, like, he's given you enough evidence anyway in the past with how he handled Brady and treated him like any other employee. That when Garoppolo was here, oh, the offense looks exactly the same. That coaches that were once here that have now moved on, and I think it was Joe Judge, oh, we could get that kind of play out of any of the top 15 quarterbacks in the game. He didn't value the position as much as other coaches do.
Ooh, Judge, I like that. We've revealed the Patriots staffer who said that?
That's just my speculation.
I love it.
So wait, I zoned out on that part of it because my wheels were spinning. Say that again, Murray.
That, remember, it was an unnamed coach that we could win and with any of the top 15 right. quarterbacks in the league.
Yeah, in Ian O'Connor's book, there was a Patriots staffer who said that the Kraft thinks Brady's, you know, the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Yeah.
We like him, but we're, you know, it's not like Kraft. We think we could win with any of the top 15 quarterbacks in the league.
I've been led to believe that that's Joe Judge.
Nice. Perfect. Sounds just like him.
Oh, it does sound like Joe Judge. Oh, it totally sounds like him.
Hard-o coach who thinks it's about him.
Completely. And you know what? Bill does, Bill does put a value on the quarterback position. It's just the opposite of what the rest of the league does.
Right.
Oh, it's so annoying.
But, you know, it is not too late. Murray, let me ask you again, because you've been this guy in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather have Jimmy Garoppolo for a second-round pick, right? It's going to cost you something, call it a second, or have the Patriots right now do what the Niners just did. Go to Atlanta, give up the 15th overall pick, their 2022 first, their 2023 first, a third-round pick, and let's just throw in an extra fourth because it's a little bit bigger of a move, a fourth to go from number 15 to number 4 and draft Trey Lance.
Yeah, I would prefer that. As long as they've identified the quarterback they like, whether it's Lance, Justin Fields, whoever's, you know, there. Yes. Yeah. No. Look, I'm biased because I love the excitement of drafting a quarterback in the first round and getting all hyped up for him. And, oh, this is the, maybe we found the white whale and this is going to be the next guy for the decade. that feels better than a retread. So while I would prefer Garoppolo to Cam Newton, of the two, those two scenarios, no, I would much rather them do this ridiculous trade like the Niners just did with Miami. You give up all these picks, you move up, you identify the guy, you take him high. That's what I'd like to see them do. And maybe it's still in play, because I'm not convinced Atlanta's taking a quarterback at four.
So look, the Niners trade is only ridiculous if they pick the wrong guy. If they pick the right guy, no one's going to remember what they gave up.
Right.
And no one remembers what the Chiefs gave up. And we had to go look it up, and now we know. Now we remember, because it's germane to this year and all these trades that we went and looked it up. But people forget. People don't know what the Chiefs gave up, don't care what they gave up, because they went up and got the guy. And if you have the right guy, no one's going to remember what you gave up for him. No one's going to remember. And I don't really believe in it. You know, I'm not as into the college quarterbacks as a lot of people. I would rather bring in a veteran guy for Bill. I think that's a better fit for him. That's just what I feel. But there's a lot of people who feel the way Murray does. Where are you? You know, you've been too busy bashing the Niners. But I know there's a lot of people who feel that way, who want the Patriots to do that, to draft their guy this year. Well, let me tell you something. You're not going to get him at 15. He ain't going to be there. Those top five guys are gone. So you got to do something. You got to move up if you really want them to do that. So, which is it?
Hey, you know what speaks to this, too? I'm just reading a tweet here from Mark Daniels, because remember, McDaniels and Belichick, they're at the pro day for Alabama today. I'm reading from Mark Daniels here of Providence Journal. Mac Jones caught a ball at the end of his pro day, said it was a tribute to his high school coach, also wanted to show Belichick the play call. Quote, Navy runs that play a lot, a midline run play. Obviously, I know Belichick loves Navy, so I showed him that. It's all fun and games.
Oh, boy.
He's playing right into his hands.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No, he's on the Pats radar now.
Well, that's a smart guy, got to say. That is smart, right? All right, we'll take a final segment of your calls. We'll have the email of the day, and thank God Cam Newton has a new talk show. This is something I want. This is what I needed. I needed more kibitzing with Cam Newton, but thank God the worst quarterback in the NFL still has enough cred to get his own talk show. You'll hear the and see the promo for it coming back, and then we'll discuss here quickly and your calls again after Big Jim Murray's update.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
And sometimes because you agree.
I agree with Matt.
And sometimes because deep down you like the pain.
Pulling each other's shirts off and licking each other's faces.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Appreciate everybody tuning in. Sipping Smoke. I'm your host, Cam Newton.
It's a dope ass spot.
In order for me to impact and empower my community, I need to be me. They can be able to relate to it and say, man, Cam came out of these streets. I can come out of these streets.
I refuse to just be in a box.
I'm not too ashamed to say thank you for inspiring me.
Don't inhale, ATM.
No, sir.
What are we toasting to?
We're going to toast to prosperity.
Yes, sir.
Here's to everybody to get some. It keeps getting.
So I toast to that.
Mm-hmm. I should, too.
And one finger,
one pinky,
one thumb, one love.
We are out of here.
All right, so if you're watching on the simulcast on NBC Sports Boston, we couldn't actually show you what that was because we can't show you anything on the simulcast. The lawyers are extremely tight there on the TV side. The radio side, you heard it, is a trailer for what, Murray? What is this now?
Sip and Smoke. Sip and Smoke.
This Sip and Smoke.
Sip and Smoke. It's Cam Newton's new 8-part series that is going to be debuting on BET and BET Online. It's a program that's intended to explore black culture and Atlanta's role at the center of it. Personalities who will sit down with Newton and his personal selection of cigars and cocktails include Steve Harvey, who I find very entertaining.
Yeah, me too.
He's a great host of Family Feud. The rapper 2 Chainz, which I'm sure you two aren't familiar with.
Oh, yeah. No, I know him.
Then, I don't know who half of these people are. Tiana Taylor, David Banner, Mr. Magic. I'm guessing he's not a magician. Zoe, Da Brat, who I know is a rapper best known for 1994's Funkified.
Da Brat.
Judy Dupart and DeVale Ellis. I've heard of three of these people.
Wait a minute, go back a few. There was some guy about what?
We should Felger and Damask.
Yeah. Steve Harvey, 2 Chainz, Teyana Taylor, David Banner, Mr. Magic, who again I'm guessing isn't a magician, Zoe, Da Brat, Judy Dupart, and DeVale Ellis.
Mr. Magic sounds like a friend of yours, Murray.
Yeah. Yeah.
If I had to guess.
Yeah, that's true.
The BET stuff, like, that doesn't bother me. Like, I think it's one of Newton's strengths is that, you know, he's, I don't know, he represents his community and he's proud of his community and he invests back into his community and all of that. Like, that's not the part that bothers me.
Right. He wears Atlanta, like, you know, pridefully on his sleeve. Like, and so that part makes sense.
Like, all that stuff, good for him. And yeah, actually, that's good for you. Like, I mean, that's all good. That's not my problem with it, obviously. My problem is that just the big brand of Cam Newton when he sucks so bad. It's like, God, you know, why should he be so popular and such a spokesman when he's so awful? We hate all these guys, don't we? Tim Tebow fell into this. Like, the guys that were more popular than their talent level bother us.
Yeah.
And so this is what bothers me with Cam. The 32nd ranked quarterback in the league should not have his own talk show.
Exactly. And so I get it. Like, careers are short as a pro football player. Cash in however you can, as long as it doesn't tarnish your reputation. But like a pretentious talk show where you're the host, and I blame guys like Joe Rogan and Pat McAfee for this, because every pro athlete now thinks they can do, you know, be the next great podcaster or be a talk show host. We've reached peak oversaturation with all this crap and annoyance, and this is proof of it. He's the 32nd ranked quarterback. At this point, dude, like, you shouldn't have a show. Wait till you're retired.
So you should be on the field working with the throwing coach, not, you know, BSing with rap stars in Atlanta. Like, yeah, no one wants to see that when you're that bad. I'm sorry, Maz.
No, so I was going to say that the part I'm actually kind of intrigued by the talk show, but then again, this is the problem, is that I'd rather watch his talk show than watch him play football. This is what the issue is. He's just not good anymore. I find him entertaining, though, as a guy.
Well, sure, he's fine as a guy. Whatever. Like, it's not my thing.
So then move on to that part of your career. You know, like this again. So to use other comparisons, Tim Tebow, I don't want to watch a Sam Darnold talk show. I don't want to watch any of, like, the bad quarterbacks, any of the good quarterbacks. If you're still playing, wait till your career's done, huh? Like, for something like this, to host a pretentious talk show where, again, reading from the one sheet, Newton will invite his guests to partake in his private selection of cocktails and cigars while discussing life, art, business, and everything in between. Ugh. Just wait till you're done, dude.
Okay. It's just, again, when you suck, no one wants to hear from you. And all the smoking and drinking to boot. Like, you're so conscious of your body. You don't eat meat. Like, he's a, you know, sworn vegetarian, and he obviously works hard on his body and cares about it. But all the drinking and smoking, man.
And doesn't, like, he not sleep, too? Didn't we find that out in that Monday night game? He sleeps like three hours a night.
So, I mean, like, maybe this is why you suck, Cam. I mean, let me just do my own self-analysis. You sleep 4 hours a night. You don't eat meat. You smoke and you drink. I don't know. I think we all would suck if that's how we lived.
So it's my 30s.
I think Murray should do a show like this. Smoking edibles.
<Yeah. laughs>
All right. Stu, we got some emails to get through. Let's take care of that sponsor, shall we, please?
It's the Moncast Email of the Day.
Dear Helga,
you suck.
I really,
you all blow.
I liked you better when you were gone.
I never liked you.
I think Maz is a boob.
Take Maz with you the next time.
Send one to Felger at 985thesportshub.com.
And Murray, too.
Yeah, you know, I did get a lot of those. You always do. I go away, email, show so much better without you. Oh, it was so great to see the guys have fun and actually loosen up. Now that you're back, it's going to suck. Oh, isn't the show so great when you're not there, Felger? Yeah, I got a ton of those.
I sent those.
The email of the day is protected by Mimecast. Safeguard your organization against phishing, business email compromise, and risks of ransomware. Visit Mimecast.com. That's Mime, M-I-M-E. I got a bunch of these. Felger, no one is saying the San Francisco 49ers are idiots. You're the idiot. You're the only person that I've heard say that people are saying that the Niners are idiots. We all know that our quarterback sucks. Our team doesn't. Our quarterback does. Signed, John. Colleen writes in, you're on the radio saying the Patriots fans are saying all the other teams are stupid? Who the hell is saying this? Give me a quote from anyone who said this. Give me some facts and not just make up garbage because it fits your narrative. You do a 4-hour show and you're just about straw men. Again, signed, Colleen. Yeah, there's a little bit of that going on.
Yeah.
I'll admit. Yeah, a little. But yeah, just a little. I hear it in the tonality. Is it really more of a tonality thing? Like, look at how dumb the Niners are. They give up all this. They still haven't traded Garoppolo. They're lying about Garoppolo, about not wanting to trade. What an idiot Lynch is. What a liar Kyle Shanahan is. Look at all they gave up for the third pick, and they're paying Garoppolo too much. I hear it. And you hear it too, Colleen. You know exactly what I'm talking about. But I did give you a specific before. I was watching the fine Boston Sports Tonight on NBC Sports Boston, 10 o'clock starting. On Monday with the reboot, and Mike Holly and those guys were talking about how dumb San Francisco is for admitting that they're going to draft a quarterback at number three. And that sort of led to the discussion of, well, I don't, you know, they don't think the Niners are dialed in or really have a command of the situation, and primarily because they admitted they traded up for a quarterback, which I think is just ridiculous. You know, when a lot of those same guys were saying they want the Pats to draft a quarterback and go up and get the quarterback. So now the Niners do exactly what they wanted the Patriots to do, but now the Niners are idiots? So that I did give you one specific. Felger writes, Patrick, nobody has called the Niners stupid for trading up, except for those guys on TV that you mentioned. Anybody who doesn't know they don't know what they're talking about. At the same time, let's not act like they didn't place enormous pressure on themselves. This is the Niners now. You don't give up three first-rounders and spit in the face of the quarterback who got you to the Super Bowl a year ago unless the player you're getting is light years better than Jimmy. So if they don't hit a home run on this pick, yes, they will have been stupid. See what this emailer did here? He said, we're not calling him stupid, but...
We reserve the right to call them stupid.
Yeah.
It's like, well, yeah, like, yeah, oh, they put pressure on themselves. Wow. You know, well, we can't have that. We can't have a team actually putting their balls on the table and trying to get better with the risk of it not working. We can't have that.
What did the Patriots just do in free agency?
Oh, my God. Like, what you so then never take a chance on a player? Never be aggressive and go target a player and go get him? Just sit there or trade down? Like, so you are calling the Niners stupid. You don't want to. You fought my straw man, and then you played right into it. I no longer have a straw man, Patrick. You are the guy, and you're not made of straw. You actually exist, because I know in your heart of hearts you actually do think the Niners are stupid. You just showed me.
Yeah, Felger, I'm no scarecrow.
A fan in Maine writes in, Felger, I know it's your job, but anyone can play checkers, let alone chess. And anyone who plays those can see that Bill had this whole thing planned the entire time before the season even started last year in the middle of the pandemic. Last season was what you would call a write-off if you're a tax weenie. Now, Bill is not perfect, but you got to admit, he's just as much of a goat as Brady is. He's still playing chess to most people's checkers.
And when you throw that line out, I know, like, my brain, I feel it turn off. If you spout that when you're talking about how this offseason was handled, and this was the plan, not just this offseason, but going back to last year, I can't take you seriously. I
mean, as Murray said last week, Bill's playing chess while all the other teams are playing football.
Yeah.
I like it.
Oh, totally. I mean, so Murray says, would you say your brain turns off, Murray? Yeah. I get diarrhea every time I hear it, for crying out loud. That is so ridiculous.
Our fan in Maine says, I think he, Bill, is correct not to throw the next 10 years away by chasing a middle-aged quarterback. I agree that Newton sucks, but what choice did Bill really have? Moving way up in the draft is also screwing yourself long-term unless you are sure he's the guy. He knows that. They should have enough to make the playoffs, but I can see either Stid or the rookie playing by then. So
hold on. So if he got Garoppolo, he'd be screwing up the 10 years. By not getting Garoppolo, he's screwing up the next 11.
So this is what I was willing to admit. It was a little straw manny when I was going on about this earlier on today. But now, after reading the emails, it's not straw manny.
Oh, they're out there.
You actually exist. So there you go. Final word comes your way next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, final word is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. If you are looking for the best deal on tires, there's only one place to go. That's Town Fair Tire. The best prices and great free services. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody,
Jimmy.
All right. So today in the final word is a phone call that truly shows you what the standard should be for calls. Quick, to the point, clean landline. So to all current and future new callers to Felger and Maz, take a listen, take notes. This is what it should sound like.
Scott is in Waltham. Go ahead, Scott.
Hey, guys. How are you doing today?
Good.
I just wanted to call. I think you're missing this point a little bit, Felger, on the Garoppolo thing. I don't think it's about the price per se. Bill wants to win 2022 going forward. He's going to draft the next guy this year. Does it matter if it's Cam Newton or Garoppolo? He's not going to win a championship this year, and I think that's the way he's looking at it. So if the price was really low and he could get Garoppolo for really cheap, it would be a little bit better option, but I don't think he's going to win a Super Bowl this year, and that's the way he sees it.
Scott, the only I disagree with you strongly. Thank you for the call, and thank you for that phone. Call anytime. That, folks, right there is an old-fashioned landline. That was, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No. We disagree with the take vehemently, but call anytime.
keep coming. I should have kept let you going. Could call like that, phone like that.
He did have a good phone.
And that's what we got.
Sounded okay. Nice and clear.
Perfect.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.